Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
Get set for a couple of stormy days, people.
Yeah. Although I'm not sure. Like,
if, what do you mean? Are you doubting the Weather Bureau? What do you think? You've got some better...
No, I mean, like, yesterday it was like it was going to be all day. And now it's like, oh, maybe it'll be in this afternoon. It feels like whenever these things are forecast, they get closer and closer. Then we have a little bit of rain and it's over. So I don't know.
Oh, I see. You're saying that they're panicking.
No. Okay, now you're putting words in my mouth.
What you're saying is they're panicking and they're just making up forecasts. It's going to be a disaster.
I'm saying the rain, last time I checked, it was only about 3 mils forecast. So, okay. I don't know.
Well, we'll see. Well, I've got tarps out.
The trampoline's tied down.
Only because we've moved into a new place, right? Mm. And we don't have anywhere for all of our stuff. So some of our stuff.
It's on the driveway.
It's in the neighbour's yard. So we had to put tarps over. Well, I've put some tarps over some of the bits and pieces just until we work out what the hell we're doing with all of this stuff of ours.
All right. Well, we'll hope that doesn't blow away.
Well, I've got it anchored down with other stuff.
Okay, more stuff on top of it.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So anyway, look, we'll hopefully work that out. Hopefully, we'll see. We'll see what kind of what we're faced with. Yeah. Now, the other big news that we have to deal with, okay? You ready for it?
Okay.
Bill and Melinda Gates are separating.
Yes.
Now, here's the quote. Over the last 27 years, we've raised three incredible children, built a foundation that works all over the world to enable all people to lead healthy, productive lives. We continue to share a belief in that mission and we'll continue to work together at the foundation, but no longer believe we can grow together as a couple in this next phase. Now, like everyone, I wonder, what's that settlement going to be worth?
Yeah, that is a big...
Isn't it?
Big court.
Now, if you remember, Jeff Bezos, who founded Amazon, paid his wife somewhere in the region of $55 billion Aussie dollars, right? Now, he's still the world's richest man. Yeah. He's still top of the list. Bill Gates has slipped down to number four. Mm. So there's, I think it's Elon Musk, and then there's some family trust that's in at number three. Just to give you some perspective, the foundation has spent more than $50 billion US, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, on projects in the last 21 years. Mm. So there's some cash floating around in there.
That's a lot of money. Billions.
I think it'll take them a while to work it out.
Yeah.
It could take them months. Have to count down the back of sofas. You think about all the places that money could have gone. Count all the coins around the place, you know what I mean?
Oh, I took a bath in a whole lot of cash the other night. You might want to check the bathtub.
Isn't the Malibu house where we kept all of our $100 notes? You know, somewhere. I would love to have the
under the plates in the cupboards.
Yeah. I still love think of the places that the cash would be spread around for those people. Oh, dear. Anyway, I'm sure they'll be okay.
They'll all be fine.
And there'll be speculation about how much money is going to be thrown around over the next few. So watch with interest.
Yes.
Some people win lottery. Some people don't have to.
Some people don't.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
Alcoa are handing out grants again. Community organisations focused on environmental sustainability, health and safety, future workforce and leaders, and community capacity and resilience are strongly encouraged to apply for Alcoa's community grants. The refinery is inviting applications from not-for-profits within the Shire of Murray and the City of Mandurah for the next round, and you can contact Stephanie Gardner on 9531-6240 for details.
Okay.
Dog lovers are encouraged to walk their pet for 30 minutes a day throughout the month of May. I mean, do that anyway, but specifically through May to raise money for RSPCA.
Okay, nice.
As part of the Million Paws Walk dog walking event, which began on Saturday.
Wonderful.
You can register for free at millionpawswalk.com.au. And it's Star Wars Day.
I wondered if you were going to mention this.
Of course.
Baffled me that you hadn't announced it already.
Of course. May the 4th be with you.
Remember, the Force will be with you always.
To celebrate with watching some Star Wars today, maybe.
Yeah,
that's Star Wars themed anything.
It's an excellent way to celebrate today. Well, with word that divorce lawyers will no doubt be circling Microsoft founder Bill Gates and his wife Melinda as news of their divorce breaks, makes me wonder about the richest person in history, right?
Mm.
Just for some perspective, currently Amazon's Jeff Bezos is number one on $177 billion. Bill Gates is down to number four at $124 billion. But it's generally acknowledged that the richest person ever was Mansa Musa I of Mali.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? Born in 1280, Mansa Musa was emperor of the Malian Empire in Africa. And they reckon he got most of his money from the production of salt and gold.
Right.
They reckon he ran half the world's supply of salt and gold at the time. The estimate of his wealth was somewhere in the region of $400 billion.
Wow.
But it's hard to nail it down to be
sure. At the time or like converting that
converted
into
Converted to today's money. It's hard to translate it, but yeah. Though I doubt he was ever too concerned about losing any of that in divorce proceedings. I'm not sure that emperors in the Middle Ages had divorce lawyers just quietly. I think he could pretty much guarantee he could hang on to all of that cash.
Yeah. 97.3
Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
And now with entertainment news live from the happiest place on earth, which I think is Parliament House, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Now, big news.
Oh.
Producers of Sex and the City will reportedly cast three new actresses to replace Kim Cattrall. That's how big of a hole she's left by not returning in the reboot, of course, of Sex and the City. The three Samantha replacements will reportedly be women of colour to fill the gap Kim Cattrall is leaving by not agreeing to rejoin the show. Of course, been a lot of drama around that. The reboot will be called And Just Like That and is set to begin filming very soon. Prince Harry was a part of Sunday's filming of the star-studded Vax Live concert, the concert to reunite the world. Harry took to the stage in California.
So and not connected to vacuum cleaners?
No. As in vaccines.
Right.
Vax Live.
Not the orange vacuum cleaners. No. Okay.
He took to the stage in California and addressed the importance of coming together to commit their shared humanity.
We must look beyond ourselves with empathy and compassion for those we know and those we don't.
Both Harry and Meghan serve as chair members for the Global Citizen Campaign. Vax Live concert is calling on governments to commit to vaccine equality and donating doses and resources to other nations, with Foo Fighters, J-Lo, AC/DC, Selena Gomez and more all taking to the stage. Global Citizen, Global Citizens Vax Live concert to reunite the world. It's a mouthful, that's
Isn't
for
it?
Sure.
Yeah.
Will air on Sunday morning our time on YouTube. Now, Marvel Studios have released a 3-minute sizzle reel, is what they like to call it, yesterday to announce the names of the upcoming films. So the clip is voiced by the late Stan Lee talking about the people he loves to work with.
I love being with people. It's the most incredible thing in the world.
What are you doing? Oh, this is nice.
That world may change and evolve. But the one thing that will never change, we're all part of one big family.
Aww. In the video, Marvel officially gave us the full name of the second Black Panther movie. It'll be called Black Panther Wakanda Forever. In the it is scheduled to be released on the 8th of July next year. Don't get too excited. Okay. The Captain Marvel sequel will be called The Marvels, and that'll be out November next year.
And it involves a family of Marvels.
Yeah. And also, they released a first look at The Eternals, which is actually out this year. One thing that is out this year, okay. So you can have a look for that one as well.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.